Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kyle and Rich, thank you for being in the front of the classroom yesterday. We all appreciate it. And, Rich was... In the front of the classroom with Kyle, Lou Cassidy and I and our son were at Dr. Shealy's house. And we put in a garden for him and we took some pictures. So we have pictures of, you know, before and then the demolition. And so if you, we ended up with a 30 foot by 30 foot garden with cattle panels, green T-posts. And it's all put together. We picked up all the rocks and they ended up filling an entire front end loader bucket. And we put them in a rock pile, you know, near the woods. And we were able to accomplish the garden in one day. We added buckets of biochar and we took pictures to show you how to build a garden. So it'll go in the book. And Dr. Shealy was there supervising. And it all went really, really well. It was brutally hot. I am bright red. Everybody's bright red. Dr. Sheila's red. Lou's red. Lou Cassidy, our son. And it was so hot that the hydraulic fluid in the tractor of using the rototiller on the rear-mounted rototiller on a 40-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor, the tractor hydraulic fluid was running so hot it couldn't shift, you know, going forward and backward easily, so I had to let it cool down a couple times. But one of the tips that I'd like to share with you today about building a garden is that if you are going to buy a rototiller, the kind to buy is one with counter-rotating tines. Sometimes it's called CRT. And counter-rotating tines are like this. So when the rototiller goes forward, normally the rototiller tines come from the top and slam into the fresh ground to cut slices into the fresh ground and then churn it up. Counter-rotating tines go from the back and go under the soil and come out the top. So instead of coming from the top and going under the soil, they go from the under the soil and come to the top. Now, the reason that counter-rotating tines are better is this soil, when you're done, comes out to be like beach sand. I mean, it is chopped up as fine as possible. Whereas with the normal rotating tines, that doesn't happen. So if you have a rear-mounted rototiller on the back of a tractor, as we did, go forward and you chop up the land, you know, for a couple passes, and you take a cut, and you might cut down 2 inches, and then another cut, and 2 inches deeper and deeper and deeper. And ultimately, you might get down 6 inches. Then you start going backwards very slowly. And there is a guard on the back of these rototillers, so dirt and stones don't go flying up and, you know, injure people. So you raise that up, and you attach it. There's usually a chain that will let you hold that up so you won't damage the shield as you go backwards. So you cut right into the dirt, you go backwards many times, and you can go down about a foot. So that's what we did, and you'll see that in the pictures in the book in 5 Minute University when Gwyneth gets that published. And by the way, thank you for those of you who have helped Gwyneth We got her enough funds to get her started. She does not have enough food for money for dog food or chicken feed or horse hay, but she does have the internet up and running, and she called me last night to thank us all. So thank you. And Bert, I know that you wanted to help Gwyneth with Give, Send, Go. That project is underway. I sent you an email this morning, and that's where we're headed to get some funding so that Gwyneth can have some breathing room with some feed for her horse, her feed for her chickens, and feed for her dogs, and so she can just relax enough to get the books finished. And there are multiple books that she's working on. And, class, if you need a ghostwriter, Gwyneth is the best in the business, bar none. I'm not kidding. Welcome, Bert.
Yeah, and I have a team working on that, Vince, as we speak.
I'm delighted. And here's what we're doing. I asked Gwyneth to email me pictures now that she has some data and internet on her phone. She's using her phone as a hotspot to connect to her notebook computer that she was able to get from a pawn shop several years ago. So she's using that, and she's going to send us some pictures, and we will put them in the Give, Send, Go. So you'll get a chance to see Gwyneth's farm. You'll see what it's like in Australia at ground level, and who your instructors really are. And I think it's wonderful. Bert, I want to thank you and Bill for volunteering to help in this project. It really does our hearts good to see how the USA Prepares family comes together. It was hot, it was heavy, it was hard, it was brutal yesterday in the sun. And building this garden with Dr. Shealy, it was tough, but it was wonderful. It was enjoyable. It was memorable, and it was done right. And no one was going to leave without the yard being picked up. Every part of the project was done with a level and a lineup string. We used a 3-4-5 triangle to get the corners square. And, class, that's in the book as well. So if you want to make a right angle, a 90-degree angle, you take three tape measures, and you measure, let's say, north and south and then east and west, and then you go across the hypotenuse. So if you say go 3 feet in one direction, 4 feet in the other direction, the hypotenuse is 5 feet. And that is how you get a 3-4-5 perfect right triangle. So this garden is absolutely square. And it takes an hour to get that set up right. And normally you just start digging and you have a lopsided garden. Not this one. This one's flat, level, and square. And you'll see pictures when we put them in the book. And maybe Arjun can put them on USA Prepares for us, so you get a chance to see it before the book is published. So, Bert, what a week with the market, 5G.
Yeah, and Vince, before we get into that, I have to wish you a happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, class, happy Friday the 13th. As many of you know, if you go into a tall building that has more than 13 floors, the elevator will be marked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17. They typically skip the 13th floor because for some reason people are superstitious and nobody wants to have a business or an apartment or a condo on the 13th floor.
Yeah, you're kidding. And Wernher von Braun wanted to skip Apollo 13, and they didn't. And that spaceship had an accident, and the capsule did return safely to Earth, but just by a miracle. And that was Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. Do you know how the legend started, Vince?
Go ahead. Yeah, please share that with our class.
There's two derivations. One goes back to ancient Vikings, and apparently they were having a big dinner inviting the Viking gods, Valhalla, and his band of fellow Norse gods. Or actually, the dinner party was in Valhalla, and there were all the various gods. But they had one trickster god. This god would always, Vince, I don't know if you know somebody like this, he would always be playing practical jokes. So they decided not to invite him, and he would have been the 13th god to come to dinner, and they left him out, and I guess he got angry, and he's been playing jokes ever since. The other derivation of Friday the 13th is a little more somber. So, as you know, Jesus had his final dinner with his 12 disciples, and the Last Supper was on a Thursday. The next day, well, Jesus was the 13th, and the next day, Friday, as we know, was the day of crucifixion. So that also set out a Christian belief of Friday the 13th being unlucky. You know, Vince, there's always at least one Friday the 13th every year, but some years have two or three. There's never a year with no Friday the 13th, but there are lapses in actual time of 14 or more months between Friday the 13th, but on a calendar year, there's always at least one Friday the 13th. And this year, 2022, we have just one Friday the 13th, and that would be today. So there you have it.
You asked if I knew any practical jokers. It's funny. It's funny that you mentioned that, seriously, because as I've mentioned many times, a few times in class, that I do some of my thinking about topics for the class, things that I'd like to say when I'm in the shower, and that, you know, that white noise, that shh of a high pressure shower head, low volume, high pressure. It's the only sound, and I can think clearly in that environment. And I was thinking about this practical joker that I remember from the university. And one of the things to set this up, class, one of the things that would happen is that this particular dormitory was at the university was a multi-story dormitory, had eight floors, and in the basement was the laundry room. And in the laundry room, they had coin-operated washers and dryers. I believe that you put a quarter in and you could wash your clothes, and put a quarter in the dryer, you could dry your clothes. And what would happen is that the girls, for some reason, it was co-ed dormitory, the girls in the dormitory would take like a washer and two dryers. And so there was an even number of washers and dryers, but there was always a problem after you get your laundry done. What do you do with it? Because the girls would take all the dryers. And we used to get annoyed. And so we would put, the guys would put, and we just a few of us, like Bert and a couple of the other guys, we put a sign, we take one down with us, and we'd say, you know, this dryer is out of order. It will eat your money. And no one would use that dryer. Then we could use that dryer because no one would use it. Then we take the sign off and we're done. And that was our way of making sure we had a dryer. Well, one day, one of the guys, I believe it would be Bert, found a, right between the couple dryers, somebody dropped a pair of girls' underwear. And this underwear was on the floor, and you got to put it to use, right? So I believe, as I remember this, now this is from the 70s, so we're talking 50 years. I believe that pair of girls' underwear found its way to be used for a couple years. So, for example, if one of our roommates was bringing a girl over just to meet the guys, you know, and the rest of the apartment in student housing, that pair of underwear would be just put under our roommate's bed, almost so you couldn't see it, almost. And that pair of underwear got everybody in trouble, and it even found its way to my house when I visited my parents. Somebody packed it in my laundry, my dirty laundry that my mother was going to do, you know, when I visited my parents for a weekend. And my mother said, "Are these yours?" Yep. Practical joker,
as
right?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, I can still see my mom doing the laundry and saying, and holding up this pair of panties. Minnie, are these yours?
What'd you say?
I said, Mom, no. Not mine. But and my mom knew you. And my parents knew you. And so I explained it that it was you. But you know, those kinds of things, they're still going on, Bert.
And
I mean,
you haven't stopped. You had the best mom in the world, or let me say second best mom in the world, okay? But your mom was terrific.
Well, she was something else. She really was, and she was a very giving and very kind person. She was a lot of fun at the same time, and she was a very, very hard worker, extremely hard worker. So I know that you and I were very fortunate to have absolutely wonderful parents. And I miss them. So, Bert, here we are with a mess on our hands in every way you look at it. We're looking at the economy. We're looking at 5G. Elon Musk just lost a fortune. And so the deal with Twitter is on hold with Elon Musk because he found out that there are these fake fraudulent accounts. So he goes to buy this company and he finds out that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors here. It's fraudulent.
Apparently, there's only 3 real users on Twitter, and everything else is a bot or something fake.
Well, I applaud him for putting it on hold. And Glass, let me tell you a very short story. Bert and I have not talked about this. I don't even know if Bert knows about this. But we lived in Virginia. My parents wanted to buy a house in Virginia. And so they found this house. So it was a nice house. And it had, I think it was like 1 acre or a couple acres, and you could buy 25 more, which were attached to it. So to provide an apparent lower price, it was the house and, let's say, an acre or two, and a little pond next to the house, and you could buy the 25 more acres. So my parents were selling their house to buy this house, and they could take the cash out of the house that they were selling and pay cash for this house. My parents were very frugal, and they saved money, didn't squander it, and did everything themselves. You know, didn't hire people to do things, for the most part. And so I wrote the contract for the purchase of this particular house, and I put in what I called a standard addendum. So at the end of the formal, typical real estate sales broker's contract, I put see addendum, see attached addendum. And the addendum said, at the top it was just typed up, and it said standard addendum. And it said, seller warrants house to be in the following condition. Plumbing, heating, wiring, plumbing, heating, electrical system to be in good working order, roof to have no leaks, septic system to be operational with no problems, those kinds of things. So plumbing, heating, electrical, wiring, roof with no leaks, etc. And seller to provide certification to these stipulations. So we're at the closing, and the day before the closing, my dad and I were at the closing, and he had a certified check for the amount to purchase the house. And the day before, I went through with my dad, and we turned on the valves in the basement, and he couldn't shut them off because they were broken. The chandeliers had been removed. The lighting fixtures in the house had been removed, so the electrical system was changed. The pond that was on the property was actually half on the property and half on the neighbor's property. And the broker said, no, the whole pond is on the property you're buying. And the roof, when we went up there and shut off the light in the roof, you could see daylight in a whole bunch of places. So the roof had maybe 100 different leaks. So we're at the closing, and I was with my dad. Both realtors were there. The sellers were there. Everybody was there. And it was at the courthouse. And I said, so, gentlemen, is this check acceptable? It's a bank check, certified funds. And we passed it around. Everybody was salivating. Yep, the check's good. It's good. It's good. We'll accept this check. And I said, good. Well, gentlemen, there will be no closing today. I pointed to our attorney, and I said, you're fired. And here's why. Because it was fraudulent.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Missouri has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration for allegedly working with social media giants to suppress free speech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt joins Fox Business to discuss the lawsuit.
We're taking on these two big corrupt institutions, big government and big tech, working together, and we want to expose it. We want to stop the lies. We want to stop the coordination in the collusion between big tech and big government in censoring speech and violating the First Amendment.
Schmidt adds the American people should be afraid that their government is working with some of the most powerful corporations in the world to silence their voice. Parents in the United States are struggling to find baby formula due to a major recall as well as supply chain issues. President Biden has been in talks with manufacturers and retailers hoping to ramp up supplies. These moms in Portland, Oregon say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking online at their stores in California.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
The Biden administration plans to monitor for possible price gouging. Two people are dead and three others injured following a shooting early Friday morning as crowds were leaving clubs and bars in Dallas. Police say two people are in custody and are being questioned. It's believed to have been an isolated incident with no known further threat to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fox X. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got your
take
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds
during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So when my dad and I were at this closing, the attorney, our attorney, the guy we hired to make sure that the deal was above board, honest, and so forth, he said, well, Vincent, that's just puffery. And I said, you mean to tell me that saying that the pond is on the property we're buying and it's only half on the property and another guy owns the other half of the pond, that's puffery? I said, where I come from, that's fraud. And where I come from, these certifications about the roof and the wiring and the plumbing and all that as being working properly, with leaks, water running in the basement from multiple valves and seeing daylight through the roof and the chandeliers being stolen, that's all fraud. And they were so stunned at the actions that I took they didn't know what to do. So I applaud Elon Musk for his actions. I don't particularly like him, but I applaud his actions. And class, there's a big lesson to be learned in what Elon Musk did and what I just told you, the story that I just told you. One last thing. You just heard in the news that the Biden administration, well, literally they shut down Abbott, baby formula producer, and they won't let him start up. It takes months to get baby formulas in production again. So here we have the Biden administration, the Biden regime, supporting the murder of babies before and at the time of birth. It's called abortion. So he's killing them before they have a chance to start, and he's killing them after they're born by his inept Pete, what's his butt? The supply chain guy. That guy. In preventing formula from reaching mothers who need it. Americans who need it. But yet, that formula is being shipped to illegal aliens, illegally coming into the United States of America. The formula, not all of it, but some of it's going to them. Joe, I got to ask you, are you really trying to have the Civil War start right now? Is that what you're trying to do? I mean, I believe it's already simmering. I believe it's been simmering for a couple years now. But, Joe, seriously, you're going to be known as the worst, well, actually, it's too late for this. You are known as the worst president in the history of the United States. But your actions are going to eclipse even that, Bert.
Yeah, Vince, you know, it's a serious topic and nothing to joke around about on killing babies. And I wrote a story once that I thought would never come true. And then a few months ago, Virginia had a bill that, and this is true, I'm not making this up, a bill that if a mother gave birth and she decided she didn't want the baby and the baby was alive and born, they would let the baby die. And Governor Northam at the time was going to sign that bill. And thank God they had a new governor now. I think the state's being run pretty well. And, that bill, though, would have literally allowed, and you can't call it abortion, it would have allowed babies to be basically let to die, let's call it murder, after they were born. That just shows you how crazy things are getting. I mean, there's nothing more precious in the world than a baby. So, it's crazy. And you know, most people, now that they know about the science, that's a real person, that the majority of Americans are good people, and they don't go for that. So I don't know how people are describing this as, reproductive rights. It's not that. And anyway, I don't want to spend the whole hour talking about it because it's something I feel strongly about. And I know you do too, and probably most of our class does as well. But hopefully, you know, sometimes when things go to extremes, that's necessary in order to see how crazy some ideas are and get back to better things. And that's how I've always looked at things. You know, we have different people in politics that have wacky ideas on all sides. Sometimes you have to, you know, let one or two of them be tried just to see how wacky it is. And, you know, every now and then one of them works. So that's okay to have wacky ideas, but you can't take total whack jobs and put them in charge of the government. You know, you can have them here or there, but not basically the whole cabinet and the whole national government. That's crazy, and that's shows you what's going on in the economy. It was basic economics. We've talked about the stock market and the Federal Reserve over and over again. I mean, this is something that just basic economics 101. If you print money, and worse than that, if you do quantitative easing, which is basically, flooding the nation and the world with dollars, you're going to have inflation. And You know, everyone says, oh, the inflation's caused by the supply chain. No, it's the other way around. The supply chain is screwed up because of the dislocations caused in the economy by putting too much money out there, and then you had huge demand. You know, no one was working, and everyone wanted to buy things. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Supply chains are going to get screwed up. There's not enough people driving the trucks, and transportation system is all screwed up, so you're going to have that problem. So I think things are getting better. You know, I know the here in California, we had, you know, endless row of boats waiting to dock, and that's basically gone to almost nothing now, which is a really good sign. Dock workers are working their you-know-whats off trying to unload these cargo containers, and it's working. So I think things are getting better. If you want to take the glass half full, Vince, because although inflation is at record highs, you know, 40-year highs, the month-to-month inflation wasn't that high. You know, it was about 0.2%. So month-to-month, we've kind of stabilized. So let's hope that we can correct some things and righten the ship here. But we're in a pretty bad state, and as shown in the stock market and shown as interest rates, mortgage rates, and something everybody feels is gas prices. So things don't look good, but I think, Vince, they may be getting better if you can look at that dichotomy.
Well, I looked up gas prices and diesel prices in your neighborhood this morning before class. I was just interested. So if Bert had to fill up his tractor, if he had one, what would you be paying for diesel at the pump? Or what would you be paying for diesel fuel for a truck at the pump?
$6.
$6.79.
Yeah. It's crazy. We have, you know, Vince, we have this crazy thing in California where we have to have a special brew of gasoline. So it's not just where you do the summer blend like the whole country has to, another crazy thing. But for whatever reason, we have to have, you know, we're special in California, so we have to have this special brew. Well, what happens is it's not so much it costs more, and it does, but what happens is there's only a handful of refineries in California. And so if we want to have competition and get gasoline from the Gulf Coast or from somewhere else, they have to, like, rejigger their refinery to create this new super California blend, and they're not going to do it just to send one tanker over. So we're stuck. We don't have enough competition, and the refiners know it, and they take advantage of it. Here in Northern California, where I am, we only have 3 refineries, and you really think that's enough to create competition? I don't think so. And pretty much all the gas, no matter where you go to get it, comes from one of 3 refineries in the Bay Area. So you probably need like 8 or 10 to really create competition with different, you know, maybe one owned by a major oil company, one owned by, you know, hedge funds or investors, one owned by a European company, completely divergent ownership. So these guys are incentivized to go compete with each other, build a more efficient refinery, and compete for sales, and that's how you lower prices. Unfortunately, California government doesn't think that way. They think fossil fuel is evil, and which leads us to one thing we were going to talk about, Vince, is we don't have enough charging stations for all the EVs that are coming. And finally, Governor Newsom said, you know, we got to do something to improve the electric grid. And the chargers we do have, more often than not, or let's say, you know, 40% of the time, it doesn't work. You pull up out of service.
So. I gotta ask you, Bert. You've designed a lot of electronic products, and you work on electronic circuits all the time. Now, how is it possible for these chargers to have a 40% failure rate or a 40% out of service rate? It's unbelievable. You know, if you thought about it, class, let's say you pulled up to a gas station, it'd be like saying 40% of the gas stations don't pump gas. That's what we're talking about. Or 40% of the pumps at the gas stations don't work. Either way you look at it, That's what we're talking about.
Yes, I'm not really sure, because if you actually look at the technology, it turns out the electric chargers are basically stupid. All the intelligence, all the electronics and the circuitry for charging your car is actually inside your car. The charger is kind of dumb. I mean, there's some protection relays, there's some frequency, there could be AC to DC conversion, because the fast chargers use DC. And so, there's rectifiers and some relays and stuff like that. But those are pretty, those are kind of components that have been tried and true for 100 years. So there really isn't much in it. So you ask a good question, and I don't have the answer. If you hazard me to guess, I would say just no one goes around to maintain them. There's no maintenance crew to, visit them and make sure everything's okay. But
Bert, I want to share something else. I want to share something else while we're on this energy topic. Class, there's something new that's happening that I don't think the story has broken anywhere. So I'm going to break it right here, right now, at USA Prepares. So my son and I were hauling a tractor with a 1999 Dodge pickup truck. All of a sudden, the miles per gallon in this Dodge pickup truck dropped. Yesterday, we got about 8 miles per gallon. 8 miles per gallon. And, yeah, it was a heavy load, but we should be getting around 14. What happened? People in our little village here in Missouri are saying, "Do you all get gas at this local gas station? It's taken way more fuel than it ever took before." What happened? What happened? I have some theories. I want to share them very quickly, but I think this is important, and we are ringing the alarm right here, right now. I think they changed the formula of gasoline. I think they're adding more alcohol, and alcohol does not have the BTUs.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, just another 30 seconds on this topic. So, miles per gallon are way down. Now, I know for a fact that 15% ethanol mixed with gasoline reduces the fuel economy by 25%. You can look it up, class. So you'll get 25% worse fuel economy with E85 than you would with just gasoline. But it's not 25% down that we are. I believe we're down like 33% in terms of the fuel economy. And more alcohol in the fuel causes more smog. All of a sudden, our fuel economy is down, Joe. All of a sudden, we have smog here, Joe. All of a sudden, Bert, this means we're going to be burning more oxygen. There'll be less oxygen for us to breathe because we're wasting oxygen by having less efficiency in our engines. We're having more smog, and we have a shortage of gasoline and diesel.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect formula to destroy transportation. Bert, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Right here, we just rang the bell. No one else has rung this bell yet. We just did.
Well, we certainly need more food. You know, I think a lot of the scientists are split on alcohol and gasoline, and there's so many. I think a lot, you know, one study might show one thing, but it doesn't take into account the big picture, you know, because there is a big picture. But I think if you look at, like, E15, when you put a small amount of alcohol into the gas, I think it's fine. And there may be some actual improvements if you do that. But the 85%, even if your engine technically says it can tolerate it, usually is not good for your engine, does cause problems. And, of course, we're burning our food supply. So, the real answer is to make cars more efficient because, you know, we know a lot of time in our technical discussions of EVs and electric cars, we bring up the fact that you're average gasoline car is only 25% efficient. Now, a hybrid is higher, and of course, all EV, 100% EV is going to be 90% efficient. But it never made sense to me to be burning our food supply. And you're correct. I mean, the alcohol does cause a lot of problems in the engine. Of course, that wasn't the worst thing. The worst thing was that MTBE that they used to put into the gas, and that was totally corrosive. They thought it would. It was a scam because they were saying it reduced pollution, but you know that was actually a pollutant that they were they didn't know how to dispose from the refineries, and somebody played around and put some intentionally back in the gas, and there were some studies showed maybe it reduced one type of pollutant. I'm not sure if it did or not, but somehow, and California led this effort, they started putting it, I mean, this is something that came out of the refinery process. They put it back into the gas. It caused cars, you know about this, Vince, it caused engines to disintegrate. It melted rubber hoses. It caused fire. I saw one for myself in my town, a beautiful vintage Camaro, caught fire and burnt right in the middle of the street. And they said, yeah, the rubber hoses were corroded from the MTB and the gas, and the whole beautiful car just right in front of my eyes caught fire under the hood, and the whole car burnt up. So they stopped using that, but yeah, you're right, Vince. Unless you have a special engine designed to run on all alcohol, and I would say Indy cars, we're coming up to the Indy 500, they are designed, the Honda engines in those cars are designed to work on 100% ethanol. But other than that, you shouldn't be using probably E85. Vince, back to you.
Bert, Class, I've mentioned a few times that I have a 1968 American Motors AMX. It's a four-speed 390, and I used to race it. And Bert's been in it many times. And Bert, we've never talked about this, but I experimented back in around 1970 with this particular vehicle, maybe 1971 at the track, and I literally added alcohol to the fuel because I wanted to know. I didn't have the measurement equipment, but I did have the track, and I put alcohol in it, and I measured the performance reduction with alcohol was so significant. I ran the worst times I've ever run with alcohol, gasoline plus maybe a few percent of alcohol. So there's no question in my mind. I empirically measured the difference between my run times with gasoline versus my run times with gasoline.
So, Vince, you drank a whole bunch of alcohol, ran down the track, and you didn't go very fast? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, what I'm telling you is I put gasoline in the tank and I added alcohol to it. And there's fewer BTUs in the gas and alcohol mix than there is in the gasoline alone. So less energy content, fewer BTUs in the fuel means less horsepower, less torque, worse track performance. That's what I'm saying, and I proved it in the 70s, and now we're finding out that we're getting worse miles per gallon, burning more fuel with alcohol in the fuel, and Joe is insisting that we increase the alcohol content by 50% of what it was for everybody who drives on the road. Absolutely beyond dumb, Joe. I guess he likes to go fast, but he doesn't know much about energy. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.